78 years ago this week, the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Up to 210,000 people may have died, but we'll likely never know the exact death toll from those historic attacks. Several months after the bombings, an American military film crew documented the destruction. It was an experience that had a profound effect on the soldier who directed the crew and his daughter, who was born after the war. As John Kalish reports, she's making sure people understand how devastating the attacks were.
In January 1946, the film crew arrived in Nagasaki by train. The 24-year-old Air Force officer who directed it was Herbert Susan. In an interview recorded before he died in 1985, Susan said he and his crew were stunned that one bomb was responsible for destroying the city. Although their mission was to document the physical destruction, Susan insisted on capturing images of the terrible human toll.
We photographed every burn case that we could. People who agreed, I told the people it would be valuable in terms of never having nuclear war again, if they would allow themselves to appear, that their image alone should be enough for people to understand what they were dealing with.
Susan's compassion for the Japanese victims of the bombings was not widely shared by others in the American military. The memory of Pearl Harbor and the huge American casualties suffered in the Pacific theater during the war were still fresh in their minds.
He couldn't maintain that distance, I think, sitting next to the hospital bed of a teenage boy with his back burned off.
This is Leslie Susan, Herbert Susan's daughter. Her father was so traumatized by what he saw in Hiroshima and Nagasaki that he had to see an army doctor for depression while he was in Japan. Susan wanted to fulfill her father's dying wish in 1985 that his ashes be spread in Hiroshima, but under Japanese law that wasn't allowed, so she went to Hiroshima in 1987 and held a memorial service for him at the site where the ashes of the Japanese victims are buried.
It came to me in the midst of the services that if I couldn't spread his ashes, that what I could do was spread the story of what had happened there and how it affected him.
Leslie Susan spread the story in a memoir she wrote about her father and his time filming in Japan. She met some of the survivors of the atomic attacks her father filmed. The footage Susan and his crew shot is the only color film of Hiroshima and Nagasaki soon after the bombings.
There was a concerted effort from the moment we returned with the film to see that American people and people throughout the world never saw this footage.
There were about 15 hours of film documenting the destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It was classified as top secret for many years. Herbert Susan told a Japanese publisher about it, and the resulting campaign in Japan raised $500,000 to purchase all of the footage. In 1982, the first documentaries using the military footage were released.
It did surprise me in the raw footage that the overwhelming number of victims or survivors were women and children.
That's Greg Mitchell, who wrote a book called Atomic Cover-Up about the suppression of the American military footage and the black and white footage shot by Japanese crews. He watched all of Susan's footage for a documentary he produced in 2021 based on his book. Mitchell has been covering this saga for 40 years and is currently writing a Substack letter about the Oppenheimer film, which has a scene that he believes depicts the protagonist being shown still photographs of the Japanese victims.
It shows Oppenheimer watching a screen from the side, and like the rest of the movie, it does not show any Japanese victims or survivors. It's very unfortunate. That could have been included.
After the war, Herbert Susan became a successful TV producer, working at NBC, CBS, and Screen Gems. Before he died, Susan watched some 6 hours of the footage at the National Archives, where it remains to this day. He wondered what impact his footage may have had on nuclear proliferation if the American people were exposed to it right after the war.
I felt that if this story were told and seen by people in the United States and people throughout the world, they would realize that this sort of nuclear weapon has no place with man on Earth.
The Japanese survivors of the atomic attacks are known as Hibakusha. Some of those survivors consider Herbert Susan and his daughter Leslie Hibakusha too. Leslie Susan has been back to Hiroshima 6 times since her initial visit in 1987. She's going back again in the fall. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.